Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo.
Hey, what's up?
Hello.
What's Can you up? Hear me?
I got you.
Okay.
My apologies, everyone. Welcome to the menu. A couple of minutes late. Little technical difficulties on our end. This is Brother B. What's up, Nicole?
What's up?
What's up? We're waiting for Mika to chime in. Actually, Mika was going to do the studio tonight.
Oh,
and,
okay.
She's
the one that changes
the
H because I thought it was
going to
be 9.
Yeah. You know, she wants to watch her empire. So, you know, but yeah, man. How was your birthday? How was your trip?
It was awesome. Awesome.
Awesome. That's what's up.
Yeah, great game. Have fun. Yeah, she's on the pictures, right?
Yeah. I see you was getting it in, which is all good. So, all right, we're gonna wait for Mika. We're gonna let Mika come in when she come in. But for right now, you guess number is 347-324-3395. That's 347-324-3395. Now, the topic: father versus playing daddy. Of course, this is a topic that Mika wanted, and once again, all these topics that she wants, she shows up late to the show. You notice that?
Exactly.
Yeah. We're going to have to, like, tar and feather her or something. But anyway, she heard me.
Oh, good, because I can't.
Mika.
Hello, children.
Hello. How are you doing?
What's up?
I've had better days and technical difficulties.
We all have.
Okay.
Oh, no, I have them every day.
I don't have them every day. Well, I'm generally drunk, so it doesn't matter. Hey, don't judge me.
Not me. Not me. Until I turn water to wine, I ain't judging nobody.
Okay.
So
hi, Nikki. I hope you had fun. I'm gonna make my intro. Hi, Nikki. Hope you had fun. I hope you've seen a lot of naked guys and got drunk. Okay. Now,
oh yeah, have fun.
So,
minus the
your topic.
It's not my topic. It was
yes,
a
it
topic. So tonight's topic is father versus playing daddy. So basically, we got a lot of guys that are out there that are fathers, but we have more guys that are playing the role of dad. So my question to the men at large, I'm sorry, I had to laugh as I said this, is does paying money that either you've generally been forced to through the court make you a father? Or does actually not only paying that money but spending time with that child physically, mentally, and emotionally make you a father? There's a difference. Because dad is somebody who just gives money. A father is someone who's there.
Well,
so I'm asking the guy.
I agree.
This evening, what constitutes and are you that guy?
Well, first of all.
We already know you're definitely dad. You're dad. Your pop, you're a good guy. We already know about you, so don't put yourself in this category.
Oh, I'm not. I just dropped my daughter off an hour ago.
Okay.
Yeah, I have issues with you know, the dudes that say, oh, you know, I paid my child support. Well, they pay their child support, but they don't see their kid. You can't, there's a big difference between an active father and a sperm donor. And the whole thing is I'm not a sperm donor. I'm an active father. I'm in my daughter's life. I see her like 4 to 5 days a week, you know, which to me is not enough because I used to be an everyday dad, but that's another story. But, you know, what's up?
Okay, and again, and this is the thing, like, you're a dad, you're a father, you're that guy that, you know, it's name of issues with mom, that's a whole different category. It's name of issues, you're trying to be in her life as much as possible, okay? You're making that
exactly.
You're doing everything you can, and then some if possible, as opposed to, oh, yeah, I shot off in this one, and I did child support because I have to. That makes you a sperm donor. And if that's the case, you should actually relinquish all rights. I'm just saying. But that's a personal that's a personal opinion.
Well, okay. What you got to say, Nicole?
Well, I don't have a dick. So I do agree that it's not all about the money. I think spending time is more important than just throwing money at a child. That's because, you know, you want to develop that relationship with the child. So other than that, anything else I can't speak on because I have no children.
Well, I'll tell you one thing.
No, okay.
Go ahead.
Wait, you may not have children, but you have nieces and nephews or adopted. Nieces and nephews. So you tend to adopt other people's kids. And I'm quite sure you've seen certain situations that make you even turn around and say, this mother effer, why is he not here? You know what I'm saying? To a fault there.
Yeah, and then there's some mother effers that you say to yourself that, shit, they don't need to be there either. Because if you're going to play yo-yo with the kid's life, then I'd rather you not be there than come in and out. So it all depends on the situation. If you're going to be there, but don't come in and out. You understand? So certain situations, if you're going to really be there for that kid, be there. But if you're not going to be consistent, then no, just pay the child support and go away.
But now, wait a minute. Now, speaking, and I get that. Kudos. Now, I'm going to come from another end. I didn't know it. And realized until I was in it. But the whole thing is, some dudes, I used to wonder how a so-called man can walk away from his kid, walk away from the family. But then I started to realize, see, I didn't walk away. I was thrown out because of somebody's own personal agenda. Now, it is different, but then again, you have some dudes that see the drama on the horizon, and they walk away, and they say, you know what, I'm going to just pay this child support. My son or my daughter going to come seek me out in a few years because it's either I'm going to kill the mother or, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to go crazy and kill myself. Because there's some women out there that can't just deal with the fact of living drama-free. Like having a nice, healthy household. There's some women out there that just want problems that in the house, and there's a lot of men out there that just don't want to deal with that. That's why they're like, you know what, just take child support and leave me alone.
It's not good. Because at the end of the day, you know, the child doesn't understand that.
Especially if you're dealing with, you have to understand this. If you're dealing with an actual baby growing up in this environment, that child is actually going to have such a resentment for that father.
Exactly, for leaving.
Exactly.
Now, that I know firsthand.
Now, in a situation like that, you know what? Listen, let's be real. In a situation like that, the question becomes, is it really worth it? And if you really love that child, forget the mother. Forget her. If you really love that child, you will actually go through court and the whole shebang to do what you have to do. Because
exactly.
It's going to happen.
And you know what? I did that.
And you know what?
I lost my... Uh-huh. Come with it.
I'm going to be honest with you. You think you've lost, but you really haven't, and I'm going to tell you why. When you talk to your daughter, when you see your daughter, has that love changed any, or has it actually gotten stronger? Does she show you a bit more respect? Does she...
Listen.
Does she actually realize things for herself?
She will. She's going to start to see it.
No. Because his daughter is 12. She knows what's going
on. She does.
She's seen you fight for her tooth and nail. That's different.
Listen.
And that makes it... Listen, you may not have won in the way that you think you won, but guess what? That little girl will always love you and respect you because she sees what you were willing to go through for her. You understand
exactly
what I'm saying?
Well, no.
That will
exactly.
And the thing is, I don't
role.
Regret. I'll never regret any of that. But my thing is, what bothers me as a man, and just as a person in general, for my daughter to sit back and watch everything that I've worked hard for me and her, to get lost due to the court system and due to the hatred that her mother has for me. And
but
the thing
you know
is,
what?
It turned around, and my daughter had to ask, like, you know, why does she hate you so much? Why does she hate me so much? She's always yelling at me because of you, or yelling at you because of me. Like, what's the problem? And see, that's the toll. That's when the father kicks in. That's the difference between the father and the daddy, because the father's going to stick around and explain.
Exactly.
The father's going to try and, like, put a Band-Aid on the bullet hole. And be like, listen, this is what it
but
is,
you
know, kid. You know what I'm saying?
But this is what
and I'm here.
You got to remember, you're fighting for her. This is the difference, and this is what a lot of people don't realize, and I say this wholeheartedly. What makes you a father as opposed to playing daddy is that regardless of whether or not you win or lose in the legal system, that little girl has seen you fight tooth and nail for her stability, mentally, physically, and for your own stability. She's seen you fight the fight. That's it. There's nothing more profound as far as a child seeing that than a child seeing that parent fight tooth and nail for that child. There's nothing more profound. That right there has such a great impact. You have no idea. In years to come, when she's out of her mother's house and she's on her own, doing her own thing, I guarantee she's going to be calling you up on the phone more times, talking about, yo, Pop, can we hang out? Can we do this? You understand what I'm saying?
But true, but let me tell you what the... But I got to tell you. Like, that's what I'm saying. I'm not defending the dudes that just pay child support and walk away, but I do have to say... There are people out there that make it hard because, once again, it's hard when you call your daughter. Now, my daughter has a court-ordered cell phone that I got to pay for. No problem.
Mm-hmm.
But her mother doesn't want her talking to me. So when she comes in the house, she tells her to put the phone somewhere. But then when she goes to court, when I drag her ass in the court, then she wants to lie and say, I don't do that. And the court turns around and is like, well, explain, explain, she says she doesn't do that. I'm like, are you serious? Like, I can bring the phone records and show you. I've showed them text messages. And what they do, they just blow it off like, oh, well, maybe you need to grow up. You'll talk to her when you see her. No. Like, the whole thing, I was forced to be a part-time dad. I used to be an everyday dad. So I don't see why I have to take a step back or certain things that I have to deal with. And I want to be in my daughter's life forever and a day. You know what I'm saying?
You
all I
want
to do is talk... All I want to do is talk to her on the phone.
That's what the court system for. They don't have justice. They don't have the man's back at all. They're strictly for the woman, and sometimes it's not always the guy's fault. So, you know, a lot of times the system is flawed.
Here's the double-edged sword to that as well. This is your double-edged sword. Because of the fact that they have become so ridiculously over... freaking nuts with this whole deadbeat dad thing. A lot of good fathers are suffering for the majority of deadbeat fathers. And that's the God's honest truth. That is the God's honest truth. A lot of good dads are suffering for the deadbeat. And when I say deadbeat, I don't only, again, people think that when you say deadbeat dads, they think you're talking financial. I'm not even talking about, I'm talking about physically and emotionally and mentally being there for your child. A lot of good dads.
But when does the system, when does the system take responsibility?
System won't, and I will tell you why right now, because I'm a female. Nicole, I'm probably going to get kicked out the club for this. So I hope you got my reinstatement paper ready. Okay. I'm just saying, women are the weaker sex, blah, blah, blah. That's the whole crap. And if you think I'm joking, stop for a minute and think about this logically. No matter what happens, a woman will always be the least likely suspect. Okay, prime example. Domestic dispute call. Cops show up. Husband, black eye and all. Wife sitting there, not a bruise on her. She sister and says, and I quote, he smacked me upside my head. He punched me. Guess who's going to jail that night?
Of course, the dude is.
Why is he going to jail?
If the female doesn't have a mark on her, then he is not going to jail.
You want to make a bet he is?
It also depends on the officer. It depends on the arrest of the officer.
Ninety percent of the time, and I'm not even joking, and it breaks my heart. 90% of the time, things go up before the chick will. Because there is this double standard in society where, and it, you know, there comes a point where you gotta just stop. Women are the weakest sex. Women this, women that. You know, let's be more lenient towards women. The problem with that is a lot of women take advantage of that. Personally, as a female and as a mother of boys who's not with their fathers, I gotta tell you, I don't appreciate any female that keeps a child away from their father. I've been known to try to force my children, well, not my oldest, but my youngest, on his father. Strictly based on the fact, my feeling is, you helped create him, you need to spend time with him, that's it. Whatever I have planned, I can move around, I'll do this, I'll do that. You know, I do have certain restrictions, though, but that's just because of he has school, he's got things going, blah, blah, blah. During the week, you shouldn't be calling him past 7:30. On the weekend, he's up a little later. You can call him up until 8:30. You understand what I'm saying? But that's just because of school and work and everything. It seems a little tricky, but that's who I am. But I never say.
Yeah, you're one of the rare females, because like right now, I can call my daughter and her phone is going to voicemail. There's times where I've shown up, huh?
Well, I mean, if you're calling her now,
on the week, it's no school tomorrow. During the week, her bedtime is 9:00.
Okay, so 8:30, assuming she's taking a shower and she's eating and everything. Okay, 8:30 should be the.
No, it goes. It goes straight to voicemail, because her mother doesn't allow her to have her phone. Her mother doesn't allow her to have her phone. As soon as she walks in the house, she tells her to put it somewhere. She tells her to put it on that shelf right there.
That's not right. See, that I can't do.
No, of course it's not right. But she gets away with it. You know, last time I was in court, I bought these papers called DIRs. They're called Domestic Incident Reports. And they are like all the times that I went to go to the precinct to pick up my daughter or go to her house to pick up my daughter, and she's a no-show. So I do a report. Turn around, the judge sees report, and the judge says to me, oh, well, how many times did she do this? I said, well, on record, about 4 times. But there's other times I just didn't feel like calling the cops to have them do the reports. She was like, oh, well, 3 or 4 times out of 3 years is not bad. I'm like, at this lady like, are you serious? Listen, anytime a father shows up to pick up his kid and somebody says no, That's bad because now you, because basically what you're saying is it's okay for her to break the court order. It's okay for her to violate. It's a violation hearing, but you're saying it's okay for her to violate the court order. No, one or two times is not good. No time is acceptable where a father or a mother decides to willingly say you can't see your kid. None of that is ever acceptable. But
listen,
yet, this is what a judge tells me on record.
Well, see, I can put it
like
that.
It's hard being a father. It's hard.
The only time that's even close to acceptable is if the child is sick. That is an exception. Other than that, see, but I'm different. If my child's sick, no, you can't see him because you're probably not going to do what I do. So let's just avoid it altogether. Let his behind stay home until he's well. But that's me. Again, until he's well.
If the kid is sick, then you stay home. But if you're not sick, there's no reason for me to not see my kid.
I totally agree with you. Guys, in case you're wondering, this is the menu. Tonight's episode is Father versus Playing Daddy. Call the number is 347-324-3395. We're getting hot about
now,
this because this is a very
Brother
serious...
Brother B, I mean, I know what you're going through. I have a friend that's going through the same exact thing you're going through, and I have to talk to him because he's to the point where he wants to walk away and wait till his son gets older. You understand?
Listen,
so I sat and I had to talk to him and tell him, don't do that. That's the wrong move. Hang in there because the son will resent him from walking away. So
listen, let me tell you something.
I gotta agree with you.
Listen, let me tell you something, though. Once again, it's hard because, like I said, when you sit back and you look at everything that you try to establish or build for you and your child, and someone uses the system, manipulates the system to their advantage, and you turn around and you lose your home, you lose your car, you lose all your finances, your credit is in the toilet, like you're done. Like you're basically left for dead.
Yeah,
and
wait.
And then you're sitting there you're sitting there rubbing 2 cents together, wondering like, well, I just finished paying my lawyer this and I just finished doing that, but yet I got to feed my kid. All of that right there, it hurts. That fight hurts, especially when that fight goes on for like 6 months to a year. It hurts. And then you it's like, how do you explain that to a kid that's too young to understand what you're going through or what's going on? Because my whole attitude is you're not going to erase me. You're not going to remove me from my daughter's life. Did it cost me everything? Yes, it did. But you know what? I will never be the loser. I never looked at it as a lose or win thing, but I'll never be the loser because me and my daughter, we've always been tight, but we're tighter than ever because she sees the type of mother that she has. But the thing is,
like,
why does it even have to come to that? Why?
Well, you know what? I'll be honest with you.
It's sad. It's sad.
I'll be honest with you. Now, again, you also have to understand one thing. It varies from state to state. That's another thing. Because in certain states, the mother is quiet. Listen, I live in Jersey, and believe me when I tell you, I got to have documentation for hurricanes. And I mean, if I need an increase in support for anything, I got to have documentation proving why I need that. And if they want, which I don't mind, because as everyone knows, I keep paperwork from like 20 years just because I'm that person. But, again, you know, it varies from state to state. And what bothers me is that for one of you, Brother B, there are 100 that aren't like you. You understand what I'm saying? And that's where my beef comes in. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not talking about the brothers like you that are actually doing everything they can to be part of that childhood. You guys, I've got no beef against. As a matter of fact, if you hit me off out the line, I might have to pay your ex a visit. You understand what I'm saying? I ain't got nothing better to do.
He think
I'm joking. He forgot who he's talking to. How long you know me again? Okay.
Be nice for now.
I ain't got no problem. Listen, and you
but you see what I'm saying? But you see
but
what I'm saying? Like, that's why there are, I mean, in some cases, because there are dudes that generally don't want to see their kids, but there are dudes that are just like, yo, I can't do it because she's going to make me hurt her. So I just take the money. Just take the money
and
leave
me
alone.
You can't do that.
Can't. But listen, you ever wake up in the morning and then you hear on the news about somebody, some chick found in a suitcase floating in the water, or somebody floating here, or somebody floating there, or stuffed in the garbage can? I used to wonder, who the hell would do that to a woman? But yo, I'm not gonna sit here and lie and say there was times where, you know, one day I got a text message saying, oh, I'm going to see how much you love your daughter when I take your black ass back to court. You know what? Then it hit me. Now I see why some, so it's no excuse, but now I see why some of them be winding up floating somewhere. Because some of them will push, they will take the one thing that man loves, and that's his child. The only thing, like, you know what? I'm going to play off that. I'm going to make you suffer. And there's some dudes that are not that strong. There's some dudes that are not built like that. They're not that strong. So either they walk away or they're going to break a neck. That's
exactly
a real talk.
Right?
I said, I'm not condoning violence. But I'm just saying, these are the options out there.
But again, you know what? You're dealing with a percentage where the bad actually outweighs the good. This is one of those situations where, again, for one of you, there's 100 more that are real pieces of crap. You got to understand that. You, again, this is probably, let's come up with some numbers here. You know, they're not accurate. They're not really based. These are all guesstimates. Let's say for 10 of you, there's 100,000 that are nothing like you. Those are the odds. This is what we're dealing with a lot of the times. And I'm not talking about the chicks that sit up there and have 8 kids by 15 different baby daddies. I'm not talking about them broads. They deserve whatever they get. I'm not talking about them broads. Just like I'm not referring to the dudes that are out there that are actually trying to be fathers. Okay? You guys are in your own separate category, just like these broads out here that's got 20 kids by 50 different baby daddies. Whatever happened to them broads, happened to them broads. I got no love for them. They need to go on Springer. They can go on Maury. I don't care. What I'm talking about, stop laughing at me. What I'm talking about are the ones that are the women that are out there that became single mothers for whatever reason or mothers for whatever reason, but they're still trying to be right. You know what I'm saying? Whatever happened, the relationship ended. They still want that man part of that child's life, even if they want nothing to do with him. You know what I'm saying? But
well,
he's turned around and been like, screw the kid too. No, you can't do that. Those are the guys that I'm targeting. Those are the dudes that are like, whatever. This is what the court says I have to pay. That's it. But I'm not doing nothing else.
Because they don't want to deal with the mother.
No, but again,
they don't
want to
deal with the mother. Their feelings
you're
hurt.
You're missing what I said. But that's not her problem. It's got nothing to do with her. If she's making the effort for that child to still be part of your life without her having to do absolutely nothing with you, then you should take that as a blessing. Because if you listen to
But it's also a reminder. It's also a reminder. Nick, listen, some dudes suffer from that bruised ego thing. And when
you.
The ego gets
yeah,
bruised,
put
well,
on your
yeah,
big
but some of them don't. Some of them don't, and they get the bruised ego, and they're like, oh, I don't remember back in the days when cats used to do the mad cry? Like, you would get mad and just, ah! Like, that's them all the time. And they're like, you're not my friend no more. And they don't want to deal with anything. They don't want to deal with the kid. They don't want to deal with you. They don't want to deal with nothing because seeing the kid is just a reminder.
Some of them don't care too. Come on, some of them guys.
I'm not saying that. I'm not saying. Now listen, but then you got another classification. of dudes that just be like, wow, so you pregnant? Yeah, and I'm keeping it. Well, yo, I don't know, man. I told you I don't want one. Well, I'm having it, and that's just that. All right, well, you on your own. You know what I'm saying? There's some women out there that think that having a baby is going to keep a man. So, no, it's not.
We're not going to keep these dudes.
These dudes are going to leave.
Okay,
but wait a minute. I know we're not talking about him.
But
this creates. Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. He's still responsible. So this creates the dude that just pays the money and is like, yo, leave me alone. Like I told you, I ain't want the kid.
Listen, it does. No, it doesn't because if a dude is sitting there saying, I don't want no kids.
He falls into that other category of the guy that is just going to be like, look,
category.
I don't want to be bothered with the kid, but I'm going to hit you off with the money. He's that category.
But it does make a difference. But we're not talking about the Maury category. These people fall into the Maury category. We're not talking about the Maury category.
It's more of them people walking around than anything else. You know how many guys out there don't want to be bothered?
That's a misconception. That's the true misconception. Because I got to tell you, there's more walking around like me in my current situation than you think. There are those of us, a majority of us, who did it the right way and are still fighting just for that child to be, to see that person. After that person has sat there and made the claim, I'm going to put it out there. Married, had the child, wasn't looking to have, I personally was not looking to. Everyone who knows me knows after number one I was good. Okay? Got married, I wound up pregnant. Here he comes, oh, don't worry, we're going to do this together, blah, blah, blah. He cheats, he lies, we get divorced. It took him, mind you, he was barely that much of an influence during the marriage. But what I'm saying is this. Even after the divorce, it still took almost 20 months for him to say, okay, let me do what I got to do. 20 months? You know what went on during those 20 months? His sister was a better father than he was. It got to a point where I was referring to his sister as baby daddy.
Exactly, but I'm saying some guys, like, remember, okay, y'all were married or whatever, but sometimes you have to wonder, did he give you the baby because that's what he wanted, or did he give it to you to trap you to get you to marry him? You understand?
No, wait, stop. We got married prior to that. No. I didn't get pregnant first and then get married. No. I got married. The baby came later. It wasn't one of those, okay, let me get a nonsense. No. It was,
did he want the baby?
That's what I'm
saying.
I remember going through that.
When he found out, it was, yeah. And my response was, no. I initially said no. I was like, whoa, I could take a trip down the flight. That's right. And if you think I'm joking, I'm ditto. I said, I can take a trip down the flight of steps. I can go to the chop shop. You know, I laid out every option. Because I'm not the type of person to sit there and be like, oh, yeah, let's do this, and then turn around and regret it later. I'm not doing it. I'm letting you know right now, because no matter what you see, I'm good. I've already mentally prepared myself. The response was, no, you know, we're married. I wanted a child for so long with you, blah, blah, blah. Now we have the opportunity. Let's do it. Okay. I'm not going to tell you what happened from the time, you know, I said, you know, we're pregnant, blah, 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 up until when I left. I'm not going to get into all of that. But what I will tell you is this much. If it wasn't for the fact that I'm who I am, I would have accidentally on purpose taken a trip down the flight of steps. Knowing what I know after the fact. But with all of that said,
that's not nice.
She's not the first and she won't be the last. That's just
but
how
I'm
it
honest.
Is.
But I'm honest, and I'm going to tell you why.
This is true.
You got to understand something. My oldest at the time was nine, was turning nine. I was pretty much already done. You got to understand what I'm saying. I was already pretty much in the free and clear. Okay? But I really wasn't looking forward to doing all of this again and by myself. But that's exactly what happened. But that's a whole different ballgame. But what I'm saying
so
is
why,
this.
So why?
But why what?
But why do you think? Why do you think he just did that? Why do you think he's just not, he don't want to connect with his son? Why?
I can answer that very easily. Because he's a narcissist, and everybody else picks up his mistakes. Everyone cleans up after him. Everybody else cleans up after him. So whatever mistakes he makes, it's somebody else always clean up after him. Whatever he doesn't do, he cries, he complains, he moans, and mommy generally picks up after him. And I'm not being a smart ass when I say this. I'm not. Excuse me. Prime example. His mother was renting an apartment. We moved into the apartment. The deal was I pay half, he pays half to his mother. Okay? Guess who paid half and guess who did it? And guess who was not paying his half? And guess who sat there and said, well, it's okay. So basically, you're taking my money, but he's your child and you're not going to take money from him? Are you freaking kidding me? Meanwhile, I'm paying rent to you. I've got kids to worry about, food, cash, everything else under the sun. But
well,
it's okay.
It just sounds like, but it, all
my
right, it was, just sounds like
but my
it started
is,
off nice.
Mm-hmm. And it went the way that it went. It is what it is. But my whole point is this. At what, you can't sit there and say, all right, well, I'm a father, but you're not doing what you're supposed to do. The courts have to force you to pay, but now what about that time that you're supposed to be spending? Mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually. You sit there and you talk a good game, but at the end of the day, you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing.
The thing is, I know it hurts, but he doesn't want to.
Well,
and do you really want him to be if somebody's going to be around your kid with that type of attitude, do you really want him to be around your child?
If you want the truth, his mother should have swallowed. But that's the whole truth.
Oh, well, that's a lot of people. That's a lot of people. But if you're going to have that attitude and make the kid feel a certain kind of way, then why be there?
Okay, so here's another thing.
Exactly.
If that's your attitude, then why are you even trying to pretend when he's around? Don't act like you have an opinion. Because you have no opinion. You have no opinion. You have no say. You have nothing. And this is the difference between being a father and playing daddy. Because a father, like Brother B, has every right to say anything he wants to say when it comes to his child. Why? Because he's there. He's not there as often as he wants to be, but he's there. You understand what I'm saying? That's
right.
A father. Because he's putting in that time. That all of that, he's about that life. I'm mad at you, you know? That's being a father.
Okay? The other ones are just firm donors.
As opposed to playing daddy. Firm donors are what I call playing daddy.
Yeah,
because you
get
the title, but you ain't doing the work.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? That's the difference. So in my eyes, if you want to be a father, be a father. If you want to play daddy, I got something for you. It's called, I'm calling baby daddy up. Baby daddy, like I said, in my house, is his sister. That's baby daddy. And I'm going to tell you how real it is. Last weekend was his visitation, quote, quote. Now, if you're a real father, you ain't going to let nobody intercede on your time with your child, correct?
Of course not.
Damn right.
Okay. Okay.
Damn
now,
right.
Now, Pete, hold on to that for a moment. I shot him a text 3 days in advance. Said, well, look, here's the deal. If you're picking Shorty up on Friday, you're going to have to drop him off Saturday late afternoon, early Sunday, because baby daddy is taking him for an overnight. Stop. Before you say anything, let me get this out. Now, if you're a real father, is that going to happen?
No.
Or, thank you. Thank you. A real father's like, nah, this is my time. A real father.
Right.
Some don't know slash baby daddy's like, whatever. Okay, fine. Because that's just less time I got to deal with that. Okay? Because our schedules are so, let me, and I'm going to be honest with you. It's got to a point where I stopped planning for that one to come pick my baby up. It got to a point where I was like, let me just see what baby daddy's up to this weekend. And that's what I do. That's because if it wasn't for baby daddy, Shorty would never see that side of the family. Anyway. And that's real.
Well, at least somebody's trying, but like I said.
It's a shame. It's a shame that it's the sister that's playing, that's all she's stepping up to be that influence. How sad is that?
Well, I mean, but the whole thing is, like I said, you can, but listen, a lot of dudes out there making kids, and they can't even take care of themselves, mentally, emotionally, or physically.
A lot of males.
Yeah, a lot of males. A lot of males are doing that because they think that's what justifies their manhood.
Exactly.
They justify their manhood because they made a kid.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? But they don't know how to do anything.
No, you know what? The rest of the world ain't got no time for that. I don't have time for that. Life moves on around here. You know, we keep it pushing. This is always activity. As a matter of fact, I actually got this hour alone because the boyfriend was like, okay, you're on your show, I'm leaving. So he went in the room. Everybody's been fed. He's like I have a schedule during the week. And yes, my schedule during the fall may fall around my TV shows, but I have a schedule anyway. Don't talk to me. But I have a schedule.
It's all good.
But I have a schedule set for a reason. So by 8 o'clock, the little guy's in bed. By 9:30, 10, the big guy's in bed. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's
asleep. That's the way it's supposed to be.
Now, mind you, that's because, that's just what it is. And again, if you're a father, notice my words right now. If you're a father that is lucky enough to actually have a decent person that's your ex or whatever, that's like, okay, 3 days here with you, 3 days here with me. You put Shorty on this schedule. You know what I'm saying? That's fantastic. A lot of fathers don't have that. A lot of fathers are suffering through what Brother B suffers through. As opposed to baby daddy who don't get what Brother B's going through. You understand what I'm saying? And that's my biggest issue. So,
well, I mean, somewhat in the defense, now, there are some cases where, I mean, hey, when you go into court, the kid is allowed to speak, depending on how old they are, and me and my kid wanted more time with each other. So, like I said, I see my daughter 4 to 5 days a week. You know what I'm saying? Like, and we're good with that. Her mother isn't good with it, but, you know, we really don't care. But still and all, we're going to give you a bone. Because you're going through everything else, we're going to give you a bone. And I'm not going to lie, it does feel good that I am able to see her that many times a week. Because, like I said, I wasn't about being a part-time dad. You know what I'm saying? I just got reduced because somebody wanted to be selfish. But then the court saw it a different way and said, hey, this is what we're going to do. So I'm still able to be that father instead of that daddy. Because I'm going to tell you right now, I've heard stories about, well, wow, I only see my kid every other weekend. Or I only see my kid on the weekends. And see, that right there breeds that daddy thing. Because sometimes, you know, dudes are just like, they'll get discouraged. They'll get discouraged and then they'll be like, oh, well, you know what? Forget it. Like, you know, I don't even want to work hard at this no more because it's also a thing where sometimes the kid starts to pull away because the kid wants to be with their parent, the other parent, and they're turning around and they're like, no, you can't do this. No, you can't see him. So it works on both, you know, individuals' emotions. And sometimes they just kind of grow apart. So, it's multiple reasons why there are the daddies out there, the dudes that just say, here, take the money and I'll catch up with you later, kid, or you catch me later.
I'll be honest with you. It's how it begins that sets the tone. and this is my thing. Like, in all honesty, I could have been this vindictive, blah, blah, blah. I'll be real. I ain't got no time for that. I don't have time for that much vindictive.
Sure.
Listen, if I'm going to be vindictive, I'm going to choose my targets better than my son's father. Trust me when I tell you. Because, honey, I got a lot more people that I just don't like in this universe than them. And my oldest is dead. He's my ace, you know. That's one of my road dogs. I ain't even mad at him, you know. That's my point. My youngest, you know, his sperm donor is who he is. But I'm not trying to be out there all vindictive about all of that, because I could really care. Honestly, I could care less, because karma's been slapping him around for the longest. I leave that alone. The only time,
and that's just how it has to be.
The only time his life concerns me is when it concerns my youngest. Other than that, I really don't care. I just don't. Because I got way too much going on to be worried about. Ain't nobody got time for him. You know? Ain't nobody got time for that. Too much. But I'm not a vindictive person either. I'm really not. Because I know
my vindictive. Well, you're not, but there are women out there.
But you know,
and there are dudes that just turn around and they turn and they go about face and they go the other way. So that's what I'm saying. When some people will look at it one way.
But even with the visitation, all right, one of them has every weekend visitation, but I know why. And I never force that, you know.
Okay.
And the youngest, he's got every other weekend. I agree to every other weekend. I want it every weekend personally, but I agree to every other weekend. And
see, you know what the one of the problems is when we start letting the court system dictate what goes on in our homes.
Well,
as soon as you let the court in, it's a wrap.
But yep. You know what? Here's your funny. We sat down with a mediator and went through it. It wasn't something that the court decided. No, we sat down and went through all of it, and he fought for it. He failed. This is what he wanted, and he wanted this, and I agreed to it. There's a difference. He wanted it, and I thought better for my child. I said, well, if this is what he wants, if this will make that relationship work, then this is what it is. Okay? So explain to me why it took. Wait, so explain to me why it took 20 months after the fact for him to even start doing any of it. Could you explain that one? Again, when you're dealing with a parent that gives you no resistance and pretty much says, if this is what it takes for you to see your child, I'm going to let you do it, why is it that you're not following through? And this is where the difference between father and plain daddy. This is the difference.
But this is true, but there's different levels to it. And the whole thing is, not every daddy, not every dude starts out on the daddy thing. Just can't take my money and, like, I don't want to see the kid. It doesn't always start out that way. Sometimes they're forced to be that way. And
but if you're not forced to be that way,
others, there is no excuse. Like, they put like this. In my opinion, there's no excuse, no reason why you should not want to ever see your child. Like, if you were there from conception to the 9 months to the hospital to this, that, and the third, because, of course, the hospital is, when they popping out the oven, that's one of the, like, wow. Like, that's the instant connection and bond right there. It's like, how do you walk away from that? There's some dudes that just never had that connection from the get-go. Like, there's a disconnect within them that doesn't allow them to connect.
Take your narcissistic tendencies and strum your ass. How about that?
Well, you know they're going to front. You know they're going to front because they got to get what they
don't front, because the truth comes out in the wash, and then you sit in there like, well, see what happened. No, I'm not listening to what happened. If I want what happened, I listen to the kids tell me. Well, see, Mom, what happened was waiting in this. Okay? Because at least the kids' stories are a lot less, at least their stories are more entertaining, let's be honest. You know, I've heard everything down to the clouds, everything under the sun.
But see, at least now, we can say that, because some people probably thought that we were going to be bashing. There is not a thing about bashing, because like I said, there are different reasons. Every dude has their reason, whether it is, I told you I didn't want the kid, and you chose to have the kid anyway. Listen, you take me court, that's my seed. I'll pay the money, but I told you I'm not ready for that. You got that. Then you got dudes that just walk away because them and baby mama's not getting along, and they're putting them in a situation where, you know what, I might have to hurt this chick. I got to walk away. You know, there are different levels to it. There's certain dudes that just want to get just don't acknowledge from the door. And there are people that are just made, they're forced. Because like I said, and I speak from experience, I was one of those dudes that was about to walk away. Because it's stressful. It's especially when it's been going on. I've been having this go on for 8.5, almost 9 years. 9 years, almost eight and a half years of going to court. And you know what? It's not going to stop anytime soon. It's not going to stop. Because she just, that's just the drama she wants. And like I said, I could walk away. But at this stage, nah, I never will. I didn't do it before, and I won't now. Because now, you know what I'm saying, it's to a point where my daughter lets me know, like, yo, I need you. Like, I need you here.
And that's it.
And I need her.
And that's what counts, you know. At least you and your daughter are on that same wavelength. Brother Lee, I think we got like 5 minutes left. We have like five minutes left.
So, all right. Nicole, I know because you got to watch your Empire. Get ready for Empire. So, Nicole, your final thoughts on this.
Listen, I agree with everything. I told you I have a friend going through the situation as you. It's going on 7 years, and the situation is only getting worse, and he's ready to walk away. I have to talk to him every day and try to convince him to hang in there.
That's a hard situation, isn't it?
Because now the girl has a boyfriend and they moved in, so now she's letting that guy play daddy. So now he's ready to hurt the man and the woman. You understand? So it's like I have to try to know.
And you know what?
That's another sad part.
But you know what? And again, you know, it doesn't always. Here's another angle to that. You know, again, I have someone in my life, and he's already said I'm not, and he's made it known I'm not his father. I'm not trying. As a matter of fact, his exact words were, I'm neither one of their fathers. I'm not trying to be their father. I'll be their friend. If they want advice on girls or whatever, I got them. Other than that, that's what they got parents for. He knows his position.
And that's real talk.
He's not trying to overstep it.
Exactly. But
you know,
it's not like that. These women are very trifling now. You know, they step them in and letting their men come in and take over. It's sad. It's sad.
Me and the other baby daddy, me and him are cool. Like, you wouldn't think, us two be cool. Nah, me and him are cool. And he would tell me, I remember she used to talk junk about you, and she would want me to call, she would want the kid, your daughter, to call me dad. And I was like, yo, don't do that. Like, she has a father. Like, don't force her to do that. And see, and once again, a different type of individual would be like, word, and just walk away. Like, oh, you want somebody else to play that, to be father? Then you know what? That's what you do. And you keep that. And I walk, see, that, like I said, any person would become discouraged because you're trying to replace
them. It's not easy. It's not an easy situation. It's hard.
No, it's not. I mean, every situation is different, but at the end of the day, the whole thing with tonight, for me, it's a personal thing because, you know, for the men that are fathers, which, you know, two very odd things, apparently I've created the world's only odd norm recently, for the men that are actual fathers that are there, not only financially, but emotionally, spiritually, mentally, I can never say anything bad about you. And Brother B, you're not the only one that I know that's like this. There's still a couple of cats from the old neighborhood that are there from jump. You know what I'm saying? That try everything to be part of that life. And for whatever reason, the mother's being, you know, the skunk that she is. But with that said, you have a majority that don't want that. And that, to me, is the biggest issue. You know, for the ones that are there, I'm not knocking y'all. I'm after the ones that, you know, that really just are fronting to have the title, but they're not doing the work. That's what my focus
is.
For the ones there that want the title and ain't doing the work, yo, I got no respect, no love, no nothing for you. Because
and
you don't deserve,
and
you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. Bottom line.
True. And now, nowadays, what's sad is you got some chicks out there that see it as a way to come up. So they have these kids. They have these kids, and they turn around and they see him as a dollar sign. They don't want nothing to do with the dude. They just want that money.
Yeah, well, you know what? They can get off their lazy behinds and get a damn job like the rest of us.
You can get a job. You can get a job, but it's extra income. It's extra income, and it's not taxable.
Yeah, you know what? That extra income, you know what that does in my house? That pays for what needs to get paid for. You know? I mean, my money I spend on me, but when it comes to my kids, I spend their money on them. Because food and uniforms and laundry and dry cleaning, and my children have big feet.
Well, you're one of the good mothers, because there's some mothers out there that don't even do that. But
please,
with that being said,
we got 55 seconds left.
Ladies,
any final thoughts?
Nicole, Mika, I think that was it.
Okay.
Nicole, Mika, thanks for
Brother
your time.
B.
Everybody, thanks for listening.
Thank you.
And
we're going to have to coordinate this a little better, because if we're going to be doing crazy topics, we need at least an hour and a half again. I'm just saying.
Well, that's because of you and Empire. So, but we'll touch base on that one later.
But I bet you Nikki's going to watch it in like 27 seconds, aren't you, Nikki? You're going to be watching Empire.
I have a TiVo in the cord. So I'll have to watch it.
We going to talk. Thanks again for listening, y'all.
Okay. All right.
Later.
All right.
I'm going to holler at y'all.
All right. Later.
Later.